God's word for you is Psalm 119, verses 121 and 122, beginning with verse 121. I have done a commandment and a righteous thing. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Other translations take the verse in a different sense by saying something like, I have done judgment and righteousness. Now, that doesn't take the word mishpat, commandment, in the sense of the word of God, which is the central interest of the psalm. But this also happens later in verse 132, where judgment or commandment, again, the Hebrew word mishpat, occurs without meaning the word of God. Now, in the way I have translated the verse, the poet has done something in keeping with the word of God, a righteous thing. But there are those people who dislike what has been done. The love of the word and of God's holy will stands above the desires of sinful man, and the man of God is willing to stand with God rather than with anyone else. What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Paul asks. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? That's 2 Corinthians 6:15. Sanctified living isn't easy. The forgiven Christian lays aside day by day the sinful nature that still clings to us even after conversion, and he is renewed day by day according to the image of God. He lives for God in holiness and righteousness, and he gains the attention of the devil and the sinful world, and even his own sinful flesh fights against him. The negative word in the second line, Baal, is fairly rare. This is its only appearance in the great psalm. The thought of the line keeps in step with the sanctified living theme, keeping in mind the difficulties this always has. There is no ideal and sinful place or time in which to live. We live in the world, and the battle with the devil and his armies is joined. The Lord will deliver my soul in safety from the battle that I fight, for many are arrayed against me. Psalm 55. And again, a messenger has been sent among the nations. Rise up against her in battle. That's Obadiah 1:1 against the enemies of God's people. Verse 122. Please promise good to your servant. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. This rare verse in the great psalm does not have any term for the word of God. And in this way, it stands alone in Psalm 119. It's probably best to take it along with verse 121 as an extended poetic thought, a form of longer synthetic parallelism. However, consider the meaning of the request being made, especially in the first line. Promise good to your servant is a request for the word of God to be spoken to the author. Since most of the Psalms were written by David, it isn't unusual to refer to our author here as David. I myself have done this many times, but the other writers, such as Asaph, Solomon, Heman, and the others who wrote Psalms, can and should rightly be thought of as holy prophets, since they speak prophetically and are under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it is perfectly in keeping with the role of the prophet to ask God to answer with his holy word. I will look to see what he will say to me, Habakkuk 2, verse 1. And as soon as I began to pray, an answer was given, Daniel 9, 23. And again, call on me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mysterious things you did not know, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Asking God for help, for answers from his holy word, is one of the many things we do in our lives of sanctification. We set aside our own opinions and ideas and let the word of God fill our hearts and minds. It is in keeping with the Hebrew letter of this stanza, which is the letter ayin, that our poet uses the word oppress and oppressors in both verses 121 and 122. The word begins with ayin, our letter, which, and the word occurs at the end of each verse. It's the word ashak, one who oppresses, who does wrong, who commits extortion. And the Greek translation of this word is sycophantezantezon, zantozan, to accuse for extortion, to lie, committing calumny. The daggers of the wicked pierce from a very long way away. As another poet said, no might nor greatness can scape back wounding calumny. That's from Measure for Measure. Or as the OJs put it, they smile in your face all the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. In Job 20:23, that same word is used for the fury and rage of a flooding river. There are times when the world gives us no hope at all. Everyone does what they want, and no one wants to listen to the will of God or the word of God, and the raging surge of their sinful impulses carries the world into new depths of depravity and sin. But we put our trust in Christ. Ask the Holy Spirit's help as we walk the narrow Lutheran middle road and beg our Heavenly Father to forgive us when we stumble and fall. In the translation, I have added the word please to the first line, although it is not present in the Hebrew text, which says literally, promise your servant for his good. The please is to soften the demand of the Christian using an imperative directly to God. May the reader, as well as the maker, forgive the addition, done here in genuine humility. This too is a step taken hesitantly in the life of, well, Christian sanctification. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.